Day of the Walking Book Dead. You can spot them immediately, and even though it's happened a lot for the past several decades, you can't help but avert your eyes at first because it's so painful. I'm talking about the occasional appearance in the Museum of Fond Memories of those who walk among us as the Walking Book Dead. Their look is always the same, and they frequently are in the company of book fans. When the book dead person enters the store with the book fan, two things happen simultaneously. The book fan rushes to a favorite category and is lost to view in an instant. The book dead person stands in the middle of the aisle, as far away from each bookcase as the body can possibly be, and stares blankly ahead, stares at nothing in particular, stares at the brown wood between the books. For years, I took as my personal goal the task of proselytizing, trying to show the book dead something that would be of interest, something that would spark a light in the eye, a rush of enthusiasm to the brain. I seldom do that anymore, because it seems more productive to assist the book fan in the quest, the book dead being not the least bit interested in learning anything new, not excited at the prospect of having a eureka experience. By the time the book dead arrive at our doors, they are long gone away, taken from us by the regional pride of having never voluntarily read a book, or spirited away by palm-sized electronic devices, comfortable in the fact that books are somehow effete, or geeky, or sissy, or nerdy, or a sure sign that there's something wrong with you. I still remember what it was like to dream of a day when the unexposed will suddenly shout with joy over the discovery of written words that can entice and excite and stimulate and make more bearable the activities of daily living. But I realize that prodigals sometimes get way too much attention, ignoring the needs of those of us who love books. So, unbiblical as it may seem, I ignore the festivities celebrating the non-book reader and concentrate instead on hand-holding those who want to continue the joyous fall through the looking glass, the fall that makes us see the world and ourselves in new and different and sometimes delightful ways. Here, take my hand.